This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pandemic low interest rates have prompted a residential real estate frenzy in many parts of the country. We'll get the latest read later this morning on sales of existing houses and apartments covering the month of April. The median or typical price for a house was nearly $330,000 as winter turned to spring. That's an all-time high. And now with more people vaccinated, a feature of the real estate market is coming back, the open house. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
The first thing you should know about open houses, they're not only about selling the house. The tasteful staging, the glossy flyers, the chocolate chip cookies. They're also about selling the skills of the real estate agent to potential clients. Jessica Louts is with the National Association of Realtors.
It is a good way for that realtor to shake a lot of hands and to take a lot of cards and exchange information.
Sacramento broker Erin Stumpf will host her first open house in more than a year this weekend. Until recently, showings were by appointment only in California. For her clients looking to buy, that was a hurdle.
I've had clients who on a Friday will ask me to tour a property on the weekend, and there are no showing appointments left.
The good news? Open houses should make the viewing logistics easier. The bad news?
You're going to have potentially more buyers being able to visit certain properties than we've had prior to now.
Which can make an insanely competitive market even crazier. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.